Governor Snyder gave his State of the State address this week and, as expected, got mixed reviews. How would you score Mr. Snyder's first year in office, Jack?
Well, there's a difference between evaluating the speech in his first year in office, Rena. This is a very different speech from the one last year. He's looking more to consolidate and finish things started in the first year than last year when he unveiled all these new programs. But his first year in office was a success from the standpoint of getting what he wanted through the legislature, with the exception, of course, of the new bridge over the Detroit River. There's indications now he may go around the legislature to do that. But the real question is, Snyder's whole program is based on the theory that if you lower business taxes, this will bring jobs into the state. It's going to take some time to see whether that works. And so I think, finally, we're going to have to give him a grade of incomplete.
Michigan's unemployment rate fell again in December. Manufacturing was up. More companies say they plan to hire. It certainly seems like we're on the right track, Jack. How's your optimism meter?
Well, it's the question is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Obviously, things are getting better. It looks a whole lot better than it did a couple of years ago in terms of the direction we're moving. But the sobering fact, Rena, is that even with the jobs added in December, there are still 3,000 fewer jobs this January than last January. Michigan's lost close to 900,000 jobs. And George Fulton, the economist at the University of Michigan, famous economist who has done forecasting for years, thinks we won't get back to the number of jobs we had in the year 2000 until at least 2030, when I'm going to be thinking about Social Security, hopefully.
DTE, Consumers Energy, and freight company Conway reportedly spent more on lobbying than corporate income taxes between 2008 and 2010. The Public Interest Research Group says the companies got more back in rebates and credits than they paid in taxes. So where's the outrage, Jack, politically and publicly?
Well, I suspect there'd be outrage, Rena, if some people knew about it. In fact, this has not been highly publicized at all. I had heard rumors that corporations were doing that, but I hadn't heard these two specific names mentioned until the Public Interest Research Group, or PIRGIM, the group started by Ralph Nader, came out with these statistics. So it remains to be seen how much play this will get in the general mainstream media and whether there'll be any constituency for it. There doesn't seem to be any one of the presidential candidates who's whipping up outrage about this. Nobody's really running a populist agenda. So it's always a question of if the tree falls in the forest, does it make any noise if the media aren't there?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jack, and let's do lunch in 2030.
I plan to have oatmeal.